The U.S. Meat Export Federation recently hosted a series of training seminars for chefs of resorts and hotels across Honduras. USMEF Mexico corporate chef Herman Navarrete worked with the chefs to develop new feature items for their menus.
Honduras has become, in recent years, a very important tourist destination, especially Ratan, which is an island right in the Atlantic. And there, we carried out a series of seminars for hotels and restaurants in the region, so they know very well how to use and how to create some new proposals using US beef and US pork. We actually gave them a series of ingredients, just actually kind of a market of ingredients, where they could choose from whatever they wanted, whatever they needed, so they could come up with some dishes according to the taste of their customers and the tourists that visit the region. This is really like a paradise. So people are going there to have a good time, to eat well. So having these wonderful creations that they came up with will be a very good way of keeping them coming back and, you know, giving them a wonderful experience that only U.S. beef and U.S. pork can provide.
A key to the success of the program is pairing U.S. beef and pork with local ingredients.
People really want, yes, good U.S. product, but also they want, you know, a local taste. So it was fascinating to see what they came up with, using plantain, using mangoes, using coconut, which, you know, applied to all these wonderful U.S. beef and pork products. I mean, the outcome was absolutely outstanding. And I actually took some very good ideas for myself and for other regions around the world.
The seminars were funded through support from the Wisconsin Beef Council and USDA. Strong demand in Honduras helped fuel a record-breaking year for U.S. pork exports to Central America in 2024 and one of the best years on record for beef exports to the region. For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.